Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. I'm joined today by our editor, Jason Lejeune. Man, what a day. today's show is going to be pretty, I hope people love it, because really determined to help these kids and these coaches. And I live in Baton Rouge, as you know. Jace lives in West Baton Rouge, you know.
Yeah, sure.
And even though it's, you know, you got to be careful. I traveled 6 high schools yesterday.
That's a lot.
On the North Shore. And I didn't just, like, fly in and leave, you know. And you know this. I mean, you got the recordings. We recorded 6 high schools. Coaches, players, had to call these coaches, set them up. Thank you, coaches, by the way. You know, we're going to play one of them today, which is Lakeshore. And we'll let the other coaches know when we play. And we can't play them all today. It'd take 5 hours.
Oh, yeah, right.
Plus, we need some shows, right? So
yes, for later on.
And it was good meeting all the kids in person and the coaches again. Some new coaches I've never met, like Philip Pigott at Pope John Paul. Nice guy, man. Came from Biloxi High School. You'll hear the interview next week. Slidell, you know, Scoble, he's always been a great guy.
Right.
You know, and Salmon, Cotrera, just great guy. Been there for 19, 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Met the baseball coach at Salmon. You know, just Pearl River, Mike, you know, great guy.
Yeah. He's been there for a while.
You know, and just every school we went to, you know, me and my car.
Right. But they're all starting schools, so it's about that time for them to really get ready for football season.
Yeah. And, Jace, the kids are pumped, and I think they're better than last year. It's not as – they're tired of wearing the mask, just sharing this with our audience. But we are too, right? And But they're better, you know, mentally, I see, which is promising. I see kids being able to go through this past spring. And you can tell, I mean, they're happy to be practicing. I went to Salmon's practice yesterday, and they were just so happy. And I was happy to be out there, you know, finally in a football practice.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And you can tell the coaches are pumped and the kids are happy and they're glad to be there with their teammates and they're glad to not be, you know, in the house. I mean, and I'm just, you know, holding my fingers that we're going to continue this. And I think we will. It's way better than I think it was a year and a half ago when there was so much unknown.
Right.
There was no one was vaccinated.
And
right?
We went through it last year. And this year we know what to expect. And these players and coaches have been through the routine before. So, things should be back to normal this year.
Well, Lakeshore, Craig Jones was really accommodating to me, and I want to thank his coaches. And I'm sorry if I got there at like 6:50 in the morning, but I had nowhere to go, and they were very accommodative. They actually, you know, went in their coach's office. Everything was safe at all these schools, and was able to meet a lot of their kids, Jace. Megan Geddes, their female kicker, three-year starter. A lot of people are going to say, man, is she good? She's really good. She's legit. And you're going to be able to hear her. We interviewed her. And she's made like 90% of her extra points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's one of the top soccer kickers in the state. She was up for player of the year in the North Shore area for soccer. And she's impressive. Like, I met her. She is like dialed in, man. Like, big time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was able to meet Jaden McCall, who's a good-looking senior coming up at Lakeshore. Obviously, the third Bernard, Ryan Bernard, man, what a character. He's a good kid, committed to Nicholls State. His brother, Bernard, is at Jacobs at ULL.
Right, right.
His other brother is at Nicholls already.
Yeah, he's a star at Nicholls. So
great family, great kids.
Great football family.
And then Josh Ray is a running back. Excuse me. Always bring water when you're doing a show. So Josh Ray is a stocky 200-pound running back that's really come on. So, yeah, I met Josh Ray, who's a sleeper senior, 200 pounds, 5'10". Good-looking kid, Jace.
Yeah.
I think they got a really good team at Lakeshore. I think Coach Jones, you know, he's pretty laid back about everything, but he was really excited about what they could do.
Yeah, and this is a program the last couple of years. We've seen it before. They've been in the dome. They've been in the semis and always made deep runs in the playoffs, going undefeated in the playoffs. So Lakeshore, and they're relatively a new program over the last couple of years, but they've done an excellent job, and they've been in the thick of things in 4A the last couple of seasons.
If it wasn't for Neville and Edna Carr, they had two state titles.
Yeah.
2017 and 2019.
Right.
And we talked about that on the show that you'll hear today, but – I mean, it's hard to beat two college football teams that have high school teams, right?
right.
Edna Carr's got – I mean, Coach Bryce Brown's just got it going on over there. I mean,
mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean that place is not slowing down anytime soon. And Algiers, no. Edna Carr.
No.
And Neville's not going anywhere.
No. And you got Warren Easton, and I mean, it's –
and you got some great programs like, Benton and North DeSoto, just can't mm-hmm. – when they have to play Warren Easton.
Yep.
Tioga. I mean, it's – Tioga probably would have been state champion in another state.
Right.
God, yeah. It's great football in the state.
Oh, absolutely.
We're going to go take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Lakeshore High School and our recording, my interview with Craig Jones, the head coach at Lakeshore, and his players that we mentioned just now. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. I think you'll enjoy this interview that me and Jace talked about with Craig Jones, the head coach at Lakeshore High School and Mandeville, and also his top players. Check this out.
I'm here today at Lakeshore High School. I've got to admit, I got lost. It's, maybe because I was on the road at 4 o'clock this morning coming from Baton Rouge. I'm glad to be here, Coach. Glad to see you again.
Oh, look, I'm glad you're out here. We always like having our kids come in and get a little bit of exposure.
Last time I saw you here personally, I've watched your team since, but I was here in 17
mm-hmm.
when you were playing Neville.
Yeah.
And I remember... we got one of the brothers here, but Jacob Bernard was here. All world, and your team just had that chemistry. And when it was cold. It was cold that night.
That was a good night, though. That was one of the defining wins that we had early on in this run that we've kind of been able to go through. So it was a good game to be here and see.
What's crazy is that William Campbell was actually a freshman on that Neville team that's being recruited now.
Mm-hmm.
And today we have a couple of your recruits here. I know a third player is going to come in a few minutes, but Ryan Bernard. Ryan.
Yes, sir.
Glad to be able to meet you face-to-face, mm-hmm. seen you on film. And
yes, sir.
You play D-line, but O-line. I mean, you do it all. I mean, I know you've played everywhere here. You're one of three brothers to play here.
Yes, sir.
And one of your buddies next to you. Introduce your buddy next to you.
This is Jaden McCall.
He's Jaden. Nice to meet you.
All-around guy.
Very experienced player as well. Y'all both going to be seniors.
Yes, sir.
222 guys. Coach, what do you think of Ryan and Jaden? I know Ryan just committed to Nichols.
Mm-hmm.
Very underrated. Lyman, tough, good feet. But what's your
– I think the biggest thing is in the last year or so is as far as his leadership and his ability to kind of take control of the locker room and take care of some things on the field. And, obviously he's physically continue to mature, and we're excited that we have him for another year. He's going to be a guy that plays for us on both sides of the ball. And then Jaden, unfortunately, Jaden had his injury last year early in the season with his elbow, so we're very happy to have him back 100%. I know he was sidelined for a while, even after the season ended, as far as getting into his off-season lifting program. But he's going to be a guy that's going to play on both sides of the ball for us, and all over the place on special teams as well. So I think they're both going to have a big impact. And then, along with them, we've got a lot of other seniors that have some experience that we picked up from last year that I think is going to benefit us.
Coach Craig Jones and also Ryan Bernard, and we've got Jaden McCall here. And also in a few minutes, Megan Geddes is going to be showing up, your kicker. Interesting story, female, three-year starter. Missed one extra point, you told me, in 3 years?
I think she's got two or three.
That's not a lot.
I think she's over 100.
Wow.
100 extra points made in the 3 years. I know her first year with us was 2019, where we had a really, really good offense, and I mean, I think we scored over 100 touchdowns that season or something to that effect, or somewhere around 80, somewhere in there, and you know, she was the extra point kicker for all of them. And then last year as well, you know, and she's coming back for her third year.
You always have a team you got to replace every year.
Mm-hmm.
You always have 25 the same seniors every year. What's this team like for you? Every team's different.
Yeah, I've been asked a couple times on that. I feel like this team is a little bit more like the 2017 team in regards to that 2017 team had to go through all the injuries in 2016 when they were juniors. And that 2016 team wound up going 5-5, but we had everybody coming back. And then 2020 was kind of the same thing, bunch of injuries. You know, you take the whole pandemic just out of the picture. Just the injuries alone really put a damper on our season. But we got the majority of those guys back. You know, so I feel like there's a lot of parallels there between those two teams. And I feel like we have a receiver core that we have a number of guys that we can get the ball out to in space that can make things happen. Offensive line's got a bunch of new guys there that are going to have to gel. We got the majority of our defense returning and the majority of our special teams kicking game coming back. You know, so we have a bunch of experience that wasn't the funnest thing to go through last year while we were getting it, but we have it this year.
And then Josh Ray, who may or may not join. Oh, hey, Josh Chait.
Ray just walked in.
He snuck in.
He's filling out a form, man, for us. I'm like, where's Josh? Here he is. Well, here the pen moving. See Ryan looking at him over there and Jaden.
Right.
Ryan, talk about Nickel State, man. You're pumped about their new facilities. I didn't even know. I mean, I've been running the state. I've been going high school to high school. I've been in Shreveport. I've been in Lafayette. And you're like, man, they got new facilities. Tell everybody about the new facilities at Nichols. You're committed to them.
Yeah, they are building D1 facilities, and I'll put their new facilities that they're going to build against anyone in FCS and a lot of the FBS teams.
It's pretty strong.
I'll ride or die with
that. You've seen ULL because your brother, Jacob, is over there. And they have nice facilities.
I think it's on par with ULL.
Whoa, that's big.
They are putting in serious commitment to their football team, and I really like that.
And a little bit of why you might have committed early to them, too. Huh?
They have a great coaching staff atmosphere. I went to a couple games last year because my brother plays there, and it's just like that town is a college town, 100%.
Completely changed with Rebo. I mean, he's
amazing head coach.
They went from like 2 wins a year to preseason picks to win it all every year in the Southland, and now I looked at their roster at Nichols, and coach, I've never seen this before, and I said it on a podcast. They've got 12 receivers. And 7 of them have NFL ability. Now, this is a 1AA school that didn't even have a pro prospect 5 years ago.
Well, I think the other thing is, I could be off with the actual total number, but I thought like 95% of their roster was from Louisiana.
That's right.
Also,
yeah.
You know, so I was
smart
a school
recruiting.
That's recruiting here, where you got some of those other schools in the southeastern area, southwestern area, who are kind of dipping to Texas and Mississippi and Florida a little bit instead of just taking the home talent.
Yeah, and they're realizing an hour or two away kids don't leave as fast. They'll hang in. And they won't quit. They like their Louisiana buddies.
Helps your attendance.
That's right. Well. Yeah, tickets, sell some tickets. Jaden, talk about your season coming up. You overcome some injuries.
Yes, sir.
You're healthy
I'm
now.
For this season. Last year, you know, I came in as a I was a new kid here, and I was looking forward to do stuff, but unfortunately I got hurt. But this year I've been working hard. Me and Coach been pushing me all summer. You know, they moved me around to different positions. I'm just ready to help out the team and just, you know, go win some games and just do our part.
Tell everybody that's listening the positions you play for the team, your height and weight, that kind of stuff, so they'll know who you are.
5'11", about 170, and right now I'm playing wide receiver. Safety, a little bit of cornerback. I mean, for some packages, I play QB too. And I'm trying out punting.
Oh, there you go. I'll punt a little bit in high school.
Yes, sir. And then special teams is kick returner, punt returner.
Coach would agree. Hang time. Hang time.
Yes.
Get some good hang time.
Absolutely.
Don't let the ball get there too fast. But to your right, your buddy, Josh Ray, man. What you think? Senior's coming up. You're running back. Yeah. You gonna eat up those yards for the team, or?
Yeah, I'm very prepared for this year. Very excited for this year too. See what it brings. There'll be a lot of people coming back, you know.
Yeah, and, I mean, you're a compact guy, 200 pounds almost, or right at two.
185.
185. Close. You might be there come September. You never know.
Yeah.
So what's your style of running?
I'm more of like a power back, you know. I got a lot faster over the summer.
Okay.
Josh has done an extremely good job from the end of the junior year to now to really transform. He's put on a lot of good weight and gotten rid of some of the other weight that he had on there from last season, and it's improved all of his lifts, all of his times in any of his 40s, his pro agility and stuff like that. So I think he's lined up to have a good season.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have more of Lakeshore football with Craig Jones, Coach Jones, and his players, Megan Geddes, Jade McCall, Josh Ray, and Ryan Bernard. We'll be right back. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medin's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors. Welcome back. You're listening to Sports Scouting Report. I hope you're enjoying the interview with Lakeshore High School. And I met a few of the assistant coaches that day. Want to continue with the interview. Here's more with Craig Jones, the head coach, and Megan Geddes, the kicker, Ryan Bernard, Josh Ray, and Jaden McCall, some of their top seniors. Check this out.
I don't know if Megan will get here on time, but we did get her in. We got her part of the show. And schedule's tough, man. Y'all play A-Meet. Y'all play Pearl River. Stat guy, huh?
Especially when it comes to wins and losses.
I like that. It's something about the linemen, the old linemen. They just they're always into the stats and analytics. That's good, though. Mm-hmm. Y'all got to call the plays, man. Y'all got to get formations. What about pulling for college? You pretty good pulling, Ron?
Oh, yeah. That's the main thing we did my sophomore year.
6'2", 270?
Yes, sir. 6'2", 270.
Football speed, you're like your brother. I mean, you're like the lineman version of his 190-ish, you know? I mean, you're not the 4.4 like your brother, but you're very fast for your size.
I caught the 4.9 at Southern Miss.
4.9?
Yes.
And 270?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's
that's
rolling. That's fast.
Might have somebody. Oh!
I think we got Megan walking in. She made it.
Sorry.
Okay, well, maybe we get a chair and get come in real close.
Make some room.
Come in real close, and we'll do this off the fly. It's okay. It's a podcast. Megan, I'm Lee Burkeen. Come up just a little bit so we can hear you on the deal. But we're taping a podcast, and we want to make sure we included you and talk about the coaches bragging about all your extra points, how you haven't missed many over 3 years. What do you like so much about football? I mean, this will be your third year as a starting kicker.
Just being around all the guys and just being able to kick. I mean, just coming to practice every day is like, it's fun. You know what I mean? It's not like just boring, and I actually want to work. You know what I mean? So.
Your first year, you want to prove yourself, obviously, real fast.
Yeah.
You remember those first kicks when you came out here?
Yeah, I was very nervous, and I just, I don't know. The first one was okay, but then when I started getting used to it and stuff, it got easier, so.
Field goals, where are you most comfortable with field goals?
As of right now, I kick the 45 at practice, but I mean, 35 and in, I can definitely hit.
They said you're a heck of a soccer player, is that true?
Yes, sir.
What position are you in soccer?
Attacking mid, but I played forward for high school, though.
Okay. Throw a little pass on a fake if you needed to for coach?
Yeah.
Well, when we run the fakes where we throw the ball to her. So she's
got a
two-point conversion.
Come on. So you can run,
too.
Was
it sophomore year?
Yeah,
sophomore year. It was a sophomore year. We threw a two-point
conversion. No kidding. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. That's pretty neat. Was that the first in the school history, probably? Or
I'm sure it was. I've been here every year except for the first 2 years, so it hasn't happened. Unless it happened those first 2 years I wasn't here, it's the first.
I want to go around real quick before we end the show. We'll start with Josh, but throw out a couple of colleges that come to mind that you like. You don't even have to have an offer. I mean, just who'd you grow up liking?
LSU. I was at LSU.
They're 1-2? I grew up in Baton Rouge, so I'm not going to argue with you. So I mean, I grew up like 10 minutes from LSU.
It was LSU, and then I had Alabama on the line. And then, you know, like, once I saw Tyrann Mathieu at LSU.
You were hooked?
I was hooked at LSU.
Now, if your LSU coach is hearing this, would you do a preferred walk-on if you don't get anything to LSU?
Yeah.
I'm just putting it out there for you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
because that's how it works, right?
Yeah, I definitely would.
And you grade, you're a 3-0 student, so hey, you know.
Yeah.
Megan, what colleges come to mind for you?
I'm not sure yet because I'm still trying to get a scholarship, though, but I really like Northwestern.
Natchitoches.
Yeah. I went up there to visit, and I really liked it. They had a new coach, so.
It's a nice town. Coach Laird's a coach. I like it. I go there a lot. Jaden, what do you?
I'm like Josh. I like LSU, but also, I guess, Texas.
Texas, no, those are broad, right? The Longhorns are now coming in the SEC. Yeah, what do you think of that?
He's staying in SEC now. So.
What do you think of the Longhorns being in SEC now?
I mean, it's going to be tough for them.
Baseball, too, so.
Yes, sir. I mean, the SEC is a totally different breed, so, I mean, I'm gonna like to see how they, like, play.
Yeah, I want to make
they,
sure.
They fit in.
And obviously, Nickel State, Ryan, I mean, you're committed.
Mm-hmm.
Did you grow up liking a certain school, though?
Grow up, probably LSU like them.
Okay.
But now it's definitely Nichols.
Did you take your official yet, or you did an unofficial?
I did an unofficial. But I've talked to the coaches a lot, probably once a week, maybe sometimes 2 or 3 times a week.
Who's your position coach at Nichols for
recruiting? Coach Lee Roussel.
Lee Roussel,
yes.
Yeah.
Rumble, and then now he's at Nichols.
Louisiana guy.
Very much so.
Lutcher before all.
Lutcher.
Lutcher, yeah. Lutcher High School, man. Yeah. Home of Jarvis Landry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping the Browns can finally get to a playoff game. What's it been like, Craig, like 25 years since the Browns have been a playoff?
Forever. Yep.
And Odell Beckham, can he come back and not celebrate as much, maybe catch more balls?
No, he never did.
Megan, who's your favorite kicker that you look at, maybe college, NFL? Do you have one?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, Sink's kicker, but that's about it.
And,
not really.
And the punter's new at the Saints for the first time in 18 years.
That.
Yeah. Josh, favorite running back?
Oh, they all know this. Barry Sanders.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Detroit.
Yeah.
Man.
Josh always walks in and goes, "Hey, you think I'm fast as Barry Sanders?" I'm like, "I don't think you realize how fast Barry Sanders really was."
Are you the speed of light? No.
No, yeah. I'm not fast, but, like, you know, I'm pretty.
I like you like the old school back, the guy that was before your time. You know,
yeah,
that's pretty neat.
Barry, and then you got LT.
Jaden, who do you like player wise?
Player wise?
Pro or college?
It's tough. I mean, I liked Patrick Peterson when he was at LSU.
Yeah, I still think he got robbed of an interception at Alabama, right,
no
Craig?
It was
before instant replay, they showed the replay, but he had 2 feet in.
Yep.
And they're like, nope. I'm like, what? Ryan, who do you what lineman out there that you just think's the greatest?
Colts offensive lineman.
Nelson?
Quentin Nelson.
Oh, big Iowa guy. Isn't he from Iowa, I think? No, Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Yeah. 110%.
Him.
He's pretty tough.
Mm-hmm.
And the Colts, man, that's like – you don't even know who the quarterback is anymore since Luck retired, right? No,
well,
since Peyton Manning moved on.
And then Wentz got hurt. You know, Wentz is
– yeah, that's
Wentz
crazy.
There and he hurt his foot, and then I don't think he's going to be back for the start of the season.
Reggie Wayne was with them from New Orleans. It's like when all those guys retired, we kind of, like, forget about the Colts.
Right.
Right? I mean, there's no Matthew playing for the Colts right now.
Nah.
Bob Sanders played for him at one time. He was pretty good.
They might not know who
you
Bob
You don't know
Sanders
Bob Sanders?
He's from Iowa. He was pretty good.
He was your
really
height,
good.
But he hit like Troy Polamalu.
Yeah, but he always got hurt because he hit like Troy Polamalu.
You
was
know,
always
that
dealing
is,
with injuries.
Yeah, I know Troy Polamalu.
So, appreciate y'all letting me come out. Megan, I know there's a form we need you to still fill out. I'm glad you made it. And good to talk to Jaden, Ryan, Josh, yeah. Coach Jones. Any last things to say with all the coaches here in the state and all the other recruits about the season? Any final words, Ryan? You got something to
go to Nichols?
He's recruiting. He's recruiting.
That's what you're supposed to do, right? Once you made your
coach is gonna coach from Nicholls State. Rebo will love you even more now.
Yes.
Because this is making him drink his coffee when he hears this in the morning or whenever he hears it.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate it, guys. Appreciate you letting me
come
by.
All
right.
Thank you.
We're gonna take a break, and when we come back, we're gonna end the show, and me and Jace will talk about the magazine in just a minute. Be sure to take your car and truck for all your tire needs to Treads and Care Tire Company, located in Central. The number to call is 331-8144. Family owned and operated since 1971. That's Treads and Care Tire Company. Welcome back. I want to mention before we end the show, Jace, prayers go out to a young coach from Central.
Right.
Who shockingly has died the other day, and I want to just prayers to his family. You had told me about it.
Yeah.
Today.
Definitely. And it's a shocking thing. And I mean, he was a young guy in his 40s, and especially when you're young, you're involved with coaching, you're involved with the kids, and to happen to end with COVID, I feel really bad for him and his family, and our prayers and condolences go to Brandon O'Neill, was the young man.
Central High School.
Talk about Central High School and Coach Alexander.
CJ.
CJ.
Oh, yeah.
We lost him as well, so it's been a pretty tough week for the coaching community in Louisiana.
And 2 weeks ago, Sonny Jackson.
Yes, yeah, Sonny Jackson.
So a lot of legends, man. Just prayers to all the families out there and to this young coach at Central.
Right. And, of course, you talked about and you mentioned, but Bobby Bowden, too, was
yeah.
like a coaching giant.
One of my favorite coaches growing up as a kid.
Right.
You know, I was a Florida State. I wouldn't say I was a Florida State fan. I was a Bobby Bowden fan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? I mean.
Right.
Some people are like, oh,
yeah.
Seminoles, right? I'm more like, I was a Bobby Bowden fan, and Bobby Bowden to me was Florida State.
Yeah.
He built it from a piece of rock to what it is.
A powerhouse.
And now it's not there right now. But,
no.
But, man, he was like the Saban of the 80s, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Early 90s.
I don't know, it was like 15 years in a row or something. They were top five in the AP top five poll, which is an incredible run, what he was able to do.
34 years at Florida State.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's remarkable. You will not see that again. Saban won't even hit. I don't think Saban will get 25, but he's got a chance to get 20, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Lord help the rest of the country if he stays for 34 years.
Oh, yeah. I don't think anybody wants to see that coming up.
We're going to talk about the magazine, Jace. It's at the printer right now. It's our 25th year. A lot of stuff in it. Me and you. You've worked hard again with us, and the interns worked hard, and I worked hard. Dolores Thompson, my mom, Carl Thompson, everybody involved. Carl Ricardo, our designer,
mm-hmm. yep,
who's in Houston. Give a big shout-out to Carl Ricardo.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on the magazine? I mean, we got a lot of recruiting in there, as always, a lot of the pictures of the kids. We got a north and south copy. We got digital.
Right.
Any thoughts about it? I mean, we're going to get it in about a week, the magazine.
Oh, I can't wait. And, if you're out there, parents – kids, family members. We mentioned 315 high schools.
Yep.
We talk about 315 high schools, and we talk about all the colleges coming up. And like you mentioned, we have a recruiting section, and we actually got the chance to really expand on that.
Yeah.
And really go more in depth and mention more kids. And this is a very deep year, obviously, for talent in Louisiana. And we want to mention those kids because – I mean, we all know the five stars, the four stars, but there's a lot of, you know, hidden gems behind them that can find their way at the Division I or maybe one AA levels.
And in our recruiting deal, what we started 4 years ago, Jace,
yep.
We've got their hobbies in the capsules, which I think people find. You get to learn about these kids.
Right, right. You get to learn more about the hobbies, not only their hobbies, but, some of their interests, what they want to major in, what they want to do, because football lasts only, as long as you may want it to, especially if you're like a big Division I guy, it only lasts for so long.
Yeah.
So it's really good to see what these kids' mindsets are at this age.
And a lot of them had interesting stories, like some kids said they had family in Europe and
mm-hmm.
Some of them sang, some of them played the trumpet, some of them played the piano.
Right.
It's really neat.
Yeah, it's good to see.
Instead of saying 40-time, height, weight, 40-time, vertical jump.
Right.
We have that too, some of them, but.
Yeah, we have like top recruits, what their top schools are at this time. And, you know, keep in mind, you know, a kid might be committed to a school.
Right, and change and by change, the time it's printed.
Yeah, so, but.
And also, we can't control kids quitting or not playing anymore from 3 weeks ago. He's been at the printer for 3 weeks.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
A magazine like this takes about 3 weeks to print. It's just something we don't control.
Right.
And it shipped out of state back to Louisiana. And, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that changes in 3 weeks. Heck, I was in at six high schools yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and there was already, like, 10 new kids at five schools.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, okay, all right. I got to change all this again. But, hey, it just happens. We're probably the most up-to-date magazine because most magazines come out in July.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, really outdated.
Right.
But this is probably the most updated you'll see. Some coaches also might have resigned before we went to the printer.
Yeah, there were some coaching changes. You know, for example, let's say like West St. John's coach that, you know, stepped down right when we were putting it out, and they just hired a coach, but the name of the coach is not there because, you know, the timing of everything.
We're trying to, I mean, it's as updated as possible. And obviously that might happen. It's always happened that way. But we're very, very, very thorough. People love it. We got all 12 colleges.
Right. And and this is also Lee's 25th year. So, you know, the silver anniversary this year, 25 years.
We didn't have enough room because of printing and everything going up to put another 10 pages in there. So what me and Jace talked about is maybe doing a podcast about the 25 years, the covers.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
So we'll do that one day.
Yep.
And I'd rather save that for the video.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We're going to do video soon. I'm trying to wade through the water right now because some things, there's different rules now with the COVID. So I want to kind of like be completely open when we start video for everybody, right? You know, guests, everyone.
And of course we have, we have the first All Louisiana team, but we also have the second and
third,
like we've been doing.
We'll do those on the site.
We'll do those on the site. So
yeah, first team will be in the magazine. We just don't have room.
Right.
I mean, the book could be 450 pages, but
yeah,
I don't have that kind of money to print one 450 pages.
Yeah.
But we do whatever we can to get it as big as we can. Go to LAFootballMagazine.com to pre-order. If you're a Lakeshore parent today or any of the kids I met yesterday at any of the schools, you're going to be in the magazine unless you're new. I did meet some new guys that I had to tell them.
Yeah.
You're not in a new one, but you're going to be in next year. You're a junior. Yep. We're going to promote you if you're not. And I gave out over 500 magazines yesterday. It made me feel good to give these to these kids from last year. You know, the 220. Not the 221, the 220.
Yep. Right.
And a lot of them like, oh, man, this is cool, you know. And my team's in it. I'm like, yeah, your team's in it from last year and LSU and all the schools.
Yep.
So thanks to every coach and every athletic director. All the kids, I really had a good time on the North Shore. I couldn't go to every school on the North Shore.
Yeah.
So I'm sure St. Paul's and Mandeville, but on purpose, I went to a lot of the smaller schools this time.
Yeah, get some recognition. And, you know, the coaches obviously love that for their kids. And, you know, like you mentioned, you're doing something that nobody else is really doing right now, just going to all the high schools and catching up with the guys before the grind, you know, during the grind and getting ready for the season coming up. And it's going to be a couple jamborees probably 2 weeks away. So
Some next week.
So we're getting down to right to the very start of it.
Tell you how committed I was, Jace, to going to these high schools. I had no time for failure between schools, meaning if I would have been delayed 30 minutes or had something happen, I would have never been able to do the six I wanted. And I had to start at 5 in the morning, and I couldn't go eat lunch somewhere. If I would have ate lunch somewhere, I would have missed a school. So I had an orange, and I ate on my orange for about 4 hours. I'd leave school, eat a piece of orange, put it back in, eat another piece of the same orange.
Yep.
And by 6 o'clock last night, a friend of mine, I want to give him kudos, Stan Hampton and his wife Lisa, that are from Baton Rouge. I've known Stan for years. He's a big LSU baseball fan. We used to call him Stan from Tigerland, Stan the Saints fan. He used to call in the radio shows, Jace, back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I went to eat with them, and I thought, I mean, I almost could eat a house. I mean, you know when you work all day like that?
Oh, yeah.
You just don't stop, and I enjoyed it, man. I just enjoyed it, and We went and ate at an Italian place called Joe's. I want to give Joe's a plug.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In Slidell. One of the best places in that I've ever eaten in my life. And but thank you to Stan Hampton and Lisa for helping me and being accommodating to be with me, to put me on a place I didn't know where to go eat, you know?
Right.
And so, but hope everybody enjoyed the show again. Pre-order your magazine.
Yes.
We will get the magazines in next week. Now, it might be the following Monday or the following early part of the week that you actually get them in the mail, but we'll get them in next week. We'll start packaging them. If you pre-ordered one 2 or 3 months ago, you're going to be one of the first ones to get it. We're not even going to put them in the stores until our people get them that order them off the site. You can get a digital south or north. And appreciate everybody that did order one. Thank you for supporting us, for helping you. And we're going to go ahead and sign out. Jace, any final thoughts?
No, thanks for having me on, Lee. And, yeah, football season's right around the corner. And if you're, you know, an LSU fan or, you know, any of the other Louisiana colleges or high school fan, I mean, you can't go through the season without having your Louisiana football magazine
yeah,
copy.
I mean,
so it's a must-have for all Louisiana sports fans out there. So make sure to go to our website, LAFootballMagazine.com. When you go to the top, it will have buy magazine. So it's pretty straightforward.
Right.
So go to that link, and then the rest will take care of itself.
Appreciate everybody. Hope everybody has a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday. And when we do our Monday show, we'll have another school that I went to from yesterday. And we'll have and we'll let the kids and coaches know before it airs. We'll see you on Monday.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.